Hello, everyone. My name's Brian Matthews, and I'm one of your co-hosts of the Hillbilly Hunter podcast. Before we get into this next podcast, I need to set this one up a little bit. This was recorded in Canada back in June of 2018. My son, Cody, had just harvested his first black bear, and I was lucky enough to be there with him. As the rain was falling, we sat under a pine tree and talked about what just happened. While you listen to this podcast, think about your first big hunting adventure. Think about seeing new land, all of the new sights, sounds, and smells. Think about all of the anticipation leading up to the moment the animal you're after walks in, and a new chapter in your book of hunting memories begins to write itself.
Welcome to the Hillbilly Hunter Podcast, where we talk hunting, fishing, and conservation through the unique lens of being born and raised in the Appalachian Mountains and adventuring throughout North America.
All right, so here we are. We're on the other lake here, you know, because there's two separate lakes here.
Yeah.
Manitowoc Lake, I think. Probably, I don't know how far you are from the lodge, but it, felt like it took about 2 hours for us to actually get here. It's a little bit after seven. Like Cody shot a nice boar, I don't know, about an hour or so back.
Mm-hmm.
It is raining. We wasn't counting on it raining, so we don't have any rain gear. We're sitting underneath some kind of pine tree right now. We have our orange hanging out on the shore and waiting to be picked up. But we were just sitting here talking. We're taking bets on what time that they're going to get here. I'm going to say dark.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to ask Cody a couple of like questions. And we'll go from there. So, first of all, I want to say congratulations. You made an excellent shot, and this bear went mere feet before it piled up. We looked at it, or I actually looked at it. It looked like a labor. They used 55-gallon drums here, and he was up past the second ring, way up past the second ring. But anyway, so what went through your mind? Because you really saw the bear first, right?
Yeah.
So what was you thinking?
I was thinking showtime.
You was thinking showtime now? Because
I look over into the brush, and I just see this black blob. I'm like, bear, you know? And next thing you know, the thing walks in, scared itself somehow, ran away.
Well, honestly, what I think happened, the wind was just swirling bad.
Okay, I thought it was me because I was pulling my gun out at the same time.
Okay.
I remember I hit my stock right.
The wind was really
right in the stand.
I mean, there was actually times it was blowing right to the bait. Other times it was going left. Other times it was going right. And other times it was coming off this little point heading down to the lake. But anyway, so what kind of system did we have worked out to where I was going to tell you to shoot or not shoot?
Okay, so if we had a thumbs up, it was a good bear, a decent bear, take the shot if I can. If it was a thumbs down, don't shoot it at all. You know, it's too small, or it's either a sow of cubs.
Yep.
And then kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, just like a sideways thumbs
up. A sideways thumb, yeah.
Was, I don't know, I'm still judging the bear. And we're still trying to gain more information on how big the bear is.
So, we looked at this bear, or I should say I, because he was right on the gun. I looked at this bear, and I looked at it for a little while. And I swear, it looked like a boar to me. I didn't see any other bears. You know, it didn't look like a sow. You know, this bear's ear is really wide as far as they're kind of over on the side of its head.
you know, it kind of had a, just kind of a little, and I don't know what the word is, it almost walked pigeon-toed. So I went ahead and I gave him the thumbs up, and then I'm going to let you take it right from there. What happened right after that?
All right, so he gave me a thumbs up. I looked down my scope. You know, the bear's already knocked over the barrel, and his back paws are still on the ground, but it's laying down on his front. And I was a little sketchy about taking the shot because I didn't know if that was a good idea or not. So I take my eyes off my scope. I look back up at Dad. The only thing he does is give me another thumbs up. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm shooting this bear. I look back down my sights. You can tell it's kind of pushed up a little bit. It's like maybe starting to get back up again. And that's when I shot it, and the thing ran like maybe a good 5-10 yards and piled up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think it went 5 yards, really. I mean, it might, I don't know. I don't know. It actually might have went 10 yards. But I don't mean to interrupt, but I see the sun coming out right there.
Yeah, the rain's starting to let up a little bit.
This rain's starting to let up. So, you know, then I will have to say I was tore up as a soup sandwich. I couldn't see the bear where that it had piled up. So I just told Cody, I was like, that you know, like just rack in another shell and just keep your eye on it. So we finally get down, walk up to the bear, and it's definitely dead. And it is really a decent bear. I don't know how much it weighs. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. But it's a decent bear. It's a boar. It's got a beautiful coat on it. It's got like a black muzzle, too. It's got a real dark muzzle. I mean, it's really nice. Boy, I tell you what, the sun is coming out and it's raining. I'd say there to which we're going to have a rainbow here. But right on this hunt right here, this is the first time that I've ever really bear hunted out of a boat other than Alaska, and that wasn't over bait. That was, we walked around till you ended up finding some. This is very unique. I mean, we are very remote, really. I mean, and I really kind of like it. If somebody held a gun in my head right now and said, point to the way that the lodge is, I mean, I just couldn't do it. I don't know where we're at, but, you know, and I know in other light hunts there to where you're hunting right off a roadless system, it seems like that there's like baits every mile. So I think, you know, this area, I mean, I think he has a really good area, and I don't think that he's over hunting it. I know Tyler, he shot a nice bear. When was that? That was just last night?
That was yesterday, yeah, last night.
So that was last night. Today is
the 6th, June 6th.
Wednesday. Oh. It's today Wednesday? Yeah, so right today is Wednesday. So like, Tyler shot one on like Tuesday. He was tickled to death. I mean, it's not the biggest bear in the world, but you know what? It's a nice, decent bear for his first one. we've had rain. So what was the first 2 days like, Cody?
Sucky. The suck factor was way high.
So
cold, raining all the time, and you know, I mean, I just froze both days.
And we didn't have enough clothes, did we?
No, we didn't. And I was...
What did we have to go do?
We had to go buy some clothes, some hand warmers and stuff like that.
We went and bought clothes. We went and bought hand warmers.
As much clothes as we was wearing, I don't know how I got cold. I mean, I'm walking around with two jackets
on. The first set was absolutely brutal.
Yes.
The second set...
I think it was colder, honestly.
It was colder. It wasn't quite as much rain.
I had...
We were a little bit more ready. Believe it or not, I mean, which we were.
Because I was way layered up more. I had, like,
but choice of
t-shirt.
But I still got cold.
Choice of t-shirt.
And I think, Harry, to which you got cold, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Even my legs, too. Everything but my feet.
And I will have to say, like, Tyler, on the first day, that we have these umbrellas that we kind of, you know, that we use whenever that it's raining. And these things are really handy. I mean, it really helps keep the water all
over. Oh, yeah.
And he left his... So he sat in the rain, and I mean, folks, it poured the rain. And I figured he was going to tap out already, but he didn't. He hung in there. The second night, was much of the same, except he took the umbrella with him.
Still rained.
And it rained, and he saw five
bears.
He saw five separate bears. And then the third night, he actually ended it. And I got to be honest with you, I think he was, and, you know, these animals are really hard to judge. But I think he was wanting to fish some, too. And I don't blame him. You know.
This is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weather change.
And the third evening, it was really nice. It was really a little cool, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Sunny, though.
It was sunny. We had a little bit of wind. And this evening, before we left, we looked at the weather, and they wasn't calling for rain.
They wrong.
And they wrong, and now there's no more sun. It's clouding back up, so I figure it's probably going to dump on us here. I just got a black fly right in the eye. Oh, that's nice. So, anywho, so was this hunt anything that you thought it was going to be, or did you have anything already in your head to what it was going to be like?
This is absolutely nothing like what I was expecting. I was expecting spending this much time in the woods at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting spread out hunts. I was expecting hunting in the morning and hunting
in
the evening. I wasn't expecting off the boat. I was expecting off the road.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting even this nice of a lodge and this nice of hunting grounds.
Right, yeah. Well, so usually these type of light hunts, here it is like June, you usually just hunt right in the evenings because here it doesn't get dark like the day. I think that the sunset this evening is set for like 9:36, so it's still dark at 10, or it is not dark by about 10 o'clock yet. So we usually leave in the afternoons, like this evening, I'd say we left at 1:30.
Yeah, about.
And now yesterday because of the weather.
Tuesday.
Monday because of the weather.
Oh, yeah, Monday.
We left a little bit later because it was just absolutely hammering. So we kind of like timed it so we wouldn't have to have a long boat ride right in the rain. But, I don't think this is a easy hunt to like what a lot of folks think, right?
No.
I mean.
Maybe if the weather wasn't so bad, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, but.
But, I mean, this is still a lot of time in the woods and a lot of
right,
dedication.
Right, and so what actually happens whenever that it warms up, though? What are we fighting right now with two thermocells on?
Two thermocells on, black flies,
the
mosquitoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mosquitoes that bite me through my gloves.
Things are brutal. Which we had some right in our cabin last night.
Oh, yeah. I got bit in the foot a couple times last night.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought there I might have heard a boat, but I think I was wrong. I swear I thought I heard one over there.
I kind of hear something, too.
I don't know.
I hope.
Well, here it is. It ain't even 8 yet, so
yeah,
we got at least another 2 hours sitting
if
here.
If he doesn't come by and check
and then you got to figure we've got other people too to pick up.
We got to go back. We got to skin the bear. Got the bear.
So you got to think if like they have anything, then that's going to take time to actually load it up on the boat. But we got his drug about halfway, I guess, down to the shore. So we just kind of ended up taking 5 here. You know, this is really beautiful country here. It's rough country, really.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we're pretty remote. I mean, I don't think I could walk us out of here and know which way to get back to save my life. So hopefully there that the boat don't sink and hopefully there that old Coop has let somebody know where they were at just in case he falls out of the boat and like drowns, right?
Yeah, that was kind of funny, sinking boat.
Because I think we don't have a whole lot of food left, but
I got like a half a Pop-Tart.
So what is it that you're going to do for the rest of the week? Because it's Wednesday and I'm going to hunt Thursday and Friday. I'm actually going to be bow hunting. I don't know how picky I'm going to be. It just depends. So basically, you've got 2 free days now.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Sleep them all in.
So, I mean, he's going to sleep in.
Go fishing.
I know Tyler.
Catch no fish.
Right. I think Tyler and, like, Papa, that they were out in the boat right to the day. Maybe there they found where there's some LaFish at. Maybe you all can go catch some LaFish. But, you know, whenever there that you're doing hunts just like this, you know, and I mean, they will advertise them. Hey, you know, this is a hunting slash fishing package. Well, really, unless you want to get up real early in the mornings, and then if you want to go out and try to catch fish, you know, that's fine. But otherwise, man, I mean, it's just, man, these are late nights. I mean, we haven't been getting back until after 10:30, and then
eat and go to bed like 11.
And then we go to bed 11:30, and, you know, you're just tired and you want to get up, and you don't want to just be rushed. But so hopefully they will make it up through here. I don't think that 2-hour check, I don't think that's been a real thing.
I don't even think it's a thing, yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you, seen the boat that we rode in on. I did see that boat pass several times while we were sitting at that other place.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who that was. So maybe they were.
But we'll wait.
Reuben was the one that actually dropped us off.
Yeah.
And I never saw him make another round.
No. And yeah, remember, we were way up far over the river.
We are way up.
I doubt they would drive up here to check.
We were 5 miles from, five and a half miles from the lodge on our first bait site.
Yes.
This one, how far would you estimate?
I gotta go 10. 10 or over, 10 or more.
I'm gonna say between 10 and 15 miles.
10 plus, easily.
Yeah, easily. So, well, all right there, folks. We're going to sign off here. We're going to walk over here and maybe drag this bear down some more. The rain's letting up a little bit. I see the sun. It's trying to peek through like again.
Yeah, it won't last long, though.
And I guess we will see you all on the flip side.